Did the people who lived around here consider themselves to be a community? Did you ever think in those terms?
No. No.
The houses that were built around here, were they generally built at one time, or were they built slowly over the years?
Well, when we first built, then there was those four houses built, but that was about all. There wasn't, for a long while, there wasn't no buildings around here. I can't even remember when they first started to come in.
What was the main street in this area when you first moved here?
Well, I suppose Sperling. Sperling would be.
And you mentioned that Sprott Street was planked and it ran down.
It ran right down, and then right down to Sperling. And mind you, it wasn't planked from where the tracks were. That was just a gravel road, because then you went into the high, because there was quite a hill there.
So the hill was gravel?
It was quite, yes, it was gravel and very rocky. But it was quite a hill there. Quite a steep hill there.
Up to Douglas Road?
Practically up to Douglas Road, because up to Norland it was very steep. And they had a plank sidewalk up, you know, along the side.
And from the Sprott Street station down to Sperling?
It was planked.
And what about the lake? Was there anything beyond Sprott Street towards the lake?
Well, there was a trail. It was a walk, because you had to have planks because it was bog. There was like a three-plank sidewalk up to the lake, and then there was this little bridge over the lake and up over the sawdust pile where the mill used to be, and over the tracks and up onto Government Road.
Now, where exactly would the bridge be that crossed the lake in relation to Still Creek?
Well, it was, well, right at the beginning of Still Creek. It was where Burnip Lake and Still Creek ran into one another. And that would be just about, well, just to the continuation of Sprott Street, actually, right to the lake. Then you went over the tracks and up onto Bainbridge Avenue.
And you say there
and
was
Government
a mill.
Road, Government and just off Bainbridge.
And there was a mill?
There was a mill there then, at that time.
Did they do logging around here?
No.
When you were a small child, you and your brothers and sisters, did you ever go to the other side of the lake?
Oh, yes. Yes, quite often. That used to be our walk across the lake, yeah. Because it was beaver in that lake then.
Did it freeze in the wintertime?
Yes. Yes. They always had parties here, and nice skating parties.
Did you ever cut ice?
No.
For your ice box?
No. No. No.
Did you have an ice box?
No.
Could you describe one of the skating parties to us? Were they real parties, or?
Well, just skating, and then, as I say, they had this concession stand for coffee. I don't know if they even had donuts. As a matter of fact, I didn't. You know, it was my dad was down there. I don't really remember, but it was all the people from round up Burnaby Lake, like the Sprotts and Hills and the Harts. Let's see, who else would be up there? That's all I can tell right now.
But it was quite a popular place?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't seem to freeze as much these days.
No, it doesn't. No. There hadn't been skating on that lake for years. I mean, even if it does freeze over, I don't think it's strong enough for people to skate on.
Okay, thank you very much for talking.